Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A man stabbed by a radicalised teenager says he's still coming to terms with Saturday's events. He remains in Royal Perth Hospital after being injured in a Willerton car park moments before the 16-year-old was fatally shot by police. In a statement, the man has thanked first responders and he's asked for privacy to recover from the ordeal. A 46-year-old man remains in custody following a fatal stabbing in Safety Bay last night. A 30-year-old man was found seriously injured just before midnight at a home on Port Royal Drive and later died in hospital. Homicide Squad detectives are investigating. The Prime Minister has again condemned the violent attack on a Girraween grandmother, but says he won't meet her during his short visit to Perth. Ninette Simons was bashed during a horrific burglary last month, which allegedly involved a recently released immigration detainee. Anthony Albanese says he feels for the 73-year-old.
Violence is always bad. When it happens to anyone, it is bad. And it's regretful that anyone is subject to a violent attack such as this.
China is now accusing Australia of spying following a military incident in the Yellow Sea. Tensions are mounting after a Chinese jet fighter dropped flares near an Australian chopper at the weekend while it was undertaking naval exercises. A $33 million boost for Perth's Westport project will be included in the federal budget. The Prime Minister today confirming his government will match the state's contribution. In sport, Brad Scott has dismissed claims that Essendon has slapped a media ban on Sam Draper. The Bombers ruckman recently claimed on a podcast that Bulldogs players would leave if Luke Beveridge stayed on as coach. Scott says they want Draper to be able to have his say.
We want Sam out in the media and representing our club. And you know, he had a misstep, learned from it. We put a full stop on it. We've dealt with it as a club and as a team. And now, you know, Drapes more than anyone wants to move on.
And Carlton defender Jordan Boyd has put pen to paper for a 2-year contract extension.